Hey, it's the best of times, you whiny babies.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for February 25th, 2018. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stanton.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. We have a full house. I'm going to introduce everybody, because we usually don't do this. Usually it's on the phone. But Craig Colonnais, who...
Oh. No, it's totally fine. Craig Colonnais is fine. I go by Craig Colonnais now.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, sorry, because long story we won't go into. Craig Colonnais, who I've worked with for many years here at WGN,
yeah. Sitting in,
and of course our producer, Brian Altimer.
Hello.
There he is.
I was just napping in the studio, and then you guys came in here to
do
the show.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, I was, taking a quick nap. You know, you got to find Studio
B. You looked busy.
Right. Good. That's the intention of that, to look busy.
It worked.
Yeah, you were... But you were standing up when we walked in.
I know. Well, I sleep standing up. It's a thing you have to learn.
You're
as
like
you get old.
Is that true, Brian? Do you have to do that when you're a producer?
Sometimes.
Right? Just catch a few minutes?
Brian never sleeps during the shows, ever. He's never bored. Anyway, what we did, and for those of you who did not read this week's Prickly City, and I'm sure many of you didn't, but if you did, then you don't have to listen, I guess. But you should, because we're going to talk about it.
Right.
Yeah, that hangs together. Okay, anyway, so we talked about Carmen and Winslow go through time, because everyone's talking about how terrible the times are now, how rotten everything is, how awful everybody is, how violent everybody is. And in point of fact, my love of history teaches me that this is absolutely not true. Like, they start by going back to the 1950s and they say everything was great back then, unless, of course, you were black or a woman or Latino or anything other than, say, you know, me. and then they go back further. They go to the Renaissance. And this is one issue no one ever talks about. No one ever talks about history this way. What did things smell like? Whenever I have someone, rock-rib fundamentalists in the South talking about Jesus, and I'm a Christian, I'm a Catholic, but I stop them in their tracks and say, if you met Jesus, what would he smell like?
Not like a Glade plug-in is what you're saying?
No, but that's why he gets
blow-dried hair either.
Yeah, there you go.
No, we were at the Mormon temple in Phoenix, and it's Adam and Eve, and Eve is blow-dried Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, nice.
Coming out of the... it's ridiculous. And
exactly
Jesus is just like, he's a prel man, apparently. it was hilarious. But that's why Judas castigates him for buying the oils, for having Mary... Magdalene by the oils, they put oils on to cover because they didn't bathe. They
was it mostly feet, too? Was it the feet? Was that where all the smell was coming from?
No, he bathed feet. That was his subjugation to show his humility.
Got it. Okay, good.
Okay.
Learned a lot of things now.
All around.
I meant everybody else. Maybe not just specifically Jesus, but the feet of everyone.
I think everybody, you went to Renaissance. Think about this. They did not bathe.
Yeah.
Period.
It was probably pretty hot there, too.
Well, also, I'm going to read R.R. Rob, 43, said, before modern plumbing, bathing was a major operation. Carrying in water, heating it on the cook stove, pouring it in a tub, and carrying it out. No wonder people bathe less.
There is, I don't know why I'm even mentioning this, but you guys will like this. There's a tobacco shop in Birmingham, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Great tobacco shop. Best selection of cigars in the city. It's an old shack that apparently an older woman had lived in until she died. And there's a major thoroughfare that you can see from behind the shack where apparently she had a tub and would bathe. Every morning.
Huh.
Yeah, that would be... Could you imagine... I mean, she died in her 90s, so you're just driving... Hey, what the hell? Oh, my God!
What is that woman doing? That sounds great, actually, yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, right. Okay, that part. Yeah.
Okay.
The noises you made didn't sound so great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, they did. It was like you were there.
Right.
Anyway, okay, so I don't know why we went there from here. But bathing was a big deal, but you could still do it. It wasn't unheard of, but you were thought to be rather freakish if you bathed on a regular basis.
Too clean?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's not...
I'll take like 3 or 4 a day.
I know. Well, that's the thing.
Well, you'd be a freak back then.
Oh, yeah.
You're sort of a freak now. 3 or 4 is a lot per day.
Yeah, you have to take at least 2.
2 sounds good.
Wait, 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 wait. 2?
A few exercises.
Well, I shower before the gym. So.
Okay, so you go to the gym. So you're sweaty and yucky.
Right, I shower before the gym. I shower when I get back, and then I'll shower before I go to bed. So that's 3. 4.
Can I ask a question? Why? I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but why do you shower before you go to bed?
I like to be clean.
But you've already been cleaned.
Yeah, well, throughout the day, you've been out in the street.
I am also confused. Not that we're going to judge you too much, Brian, but the shower before and after the gym seems like one too many showers.
No, you have to shower before. I like to shower.
Did I hear that wrong? You shower before the gym?
And after the gym.
I shower before and I shower after because I like to be clean.
Yeah, but then you do the gym stuff.
Right. And then when I get back from the gym, I shower again. So it has two showers. And then when I get home, I shower before I go to bed. Because I've been out in the world and the germs of the world, I need to.
Now, Janine's mom will clean. You cannot have anything not washed within 12 hours of using it, period.
Right. She won't use a towel twice.
No, that to me is where I grew up in a.
That sounds kind of nice, actually, though. Like that.
That's like a hotel.
Right.
Yeah. Only a lot more
for the environment.
Only a lot more manic. Okay, I'm just okay, Brian. You're the cleanest man in the room.
He is, for sure. For sure the cleanest.
God, I wear my jeans 2 or 3 days in a row. I bet you don't. I'm not going to go anywhere.
No, yeah.
Forget that. I even mentioned that.
I'm just trying to make sure in my mind I showered today already. I hope I did. Okay, go ahead.
Are there any other comments or...
Well, there are a lot, but I don't know where to fit them in.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say that they go back to Renaissance time, they go back to Roman times, and just how god-awful it was. We were talking about the flu and how it has sadly killed a number of people, but this is nothing. It's nothing compared to the Spanish flu of the beginning of the 20th century, which wiped out scads of people. As it was described then, it killed them fast and it killed them young. Isn't that terrible?
Yikes, yeah.
And so it wiped out a massive amount of children, and it also was an outbreak when America entered World War I. And so Woodrow Wilson had to agonize over sending troops because he knew that one or two infected guys on those troop ships would infect the entire ship and that a quarter or a third of them wouldn't come off alive. And that's the side of that story that you never hear.
Wow.
So going back further, we talked about the Black Death, which killed two-thirds of Europe, which is amazing.
Very interestingly, in 1900, world life expectancy was only age 31. Now it's 71. That's world.
31. Wow.
Right. Wow. Yeah. That got depressing.
And now, today, you have a less likelihood of dying a violent death than ever before.
Okay. I like that.
Right.
But although we live here in Chicago, so
some reasons as to why people may think it's bad.
Okay.
One, we have increased access to information, and we're kind of have evolved to scan the horizon for threats, so we tend to notice bad news much more than good news.
Yeah, well,
that catches our attention.
Well, I think that's true, although I start my day by looking at the Reddit site that has the puppy pictures and stuff like that. Don't judge me, Brian.
This site sounds... I've never been to puppies. Puppies Reddit. This sounds great.
No, it is. It's puppies and little pigs with, you know, and things like that. It's a level of adorableness that's pretty awesome and jokes and stuff. I start my day with nicety because I know what I'm about to dive into is going to be... the comments and everything, which I love. I love getting comments. If you're one of our commenters on Prickly City at Go Comics, then we love you and please continue to do so. But there are some people that just... I'm going on a rant and then I'll stop and then we'll be done. But I posted today as a joke. I said, you know, maybe President Trump has a point about looking at the medal counts from the latest Olympics. Maybe he has a point about letting more Norwegians into the country. And I posted a screen grab of the medal count because Norwegians kicked everybody's butt.
Yeah, they did.
They are. Well, when it's cold, they're great. Someone wrote, well, then what happens when the transgenders and other people get involved? I'm like, what in the name of everything that is holy does that have to do with goddamn anything?
Well, it's like nowadays, if you post anything, you have to put that it's a joke. Because people
Put JK at the end of it.
You've told me this before, and I keep forgetting to do that.
Don't people take it really serious? But
it's ridiculous now that you have to do that. But to be honest, there are some things that are real that I swear are jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, like the Trump dating site.
Right.
I saw it and actually posted it, and my comment was, my God, they're starting to breed. but it was a real – was a Trump match?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, seriously? You should look it up.
I need to look at both of these things now.
Do you know what
Yes, it was a pro-Trump dating site where I guess the face of the, you know, when you go on the dating website, it's always a happy couple. So the guy was like a convicted sex offender.
Oh, the male model on the front of Trump match?
And when you know what this was, the guy looks like what he was, which he posted himself having sex with a 15-year-old.
Oh, all those things.
Yeah, it was one of those.
This is the best of times, he said? Someone said it's the best of times. He said that, right?
Well, that's I think there's all that awful stuff that was going on. We just know about it.
Right. And we all smell better, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
we do. Yes, we smell better, and you're not going to get shot, and you're living longer, so not being shot and smelling better.
That's good.
Yeah. See, it hangs together.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. thank you, Craig Collins, or Colonnais, or whatever your real name is. Thank you, Brian Altimer.
Thank you,
Janine. And thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, please go to gocomics.com/Prickly City. If you haven't registered yet, please do so. And then you can click the little heart and like things and or dislike them and leave comments, which we may or may not read here on the Prickly City Podcast. And if you want to contact us directly, please do so at pricklycity@gmail.com. Thank you, WGN Plus. Thank you, Brian Altimer, for being our producer, by the way. I don't think I thank you enough.
Thank you.
It's so great to work with him. He really is terrific. Craig was terrific. But
equally just, great. I was amazingly great.
It's nice.
Slightly better, but we won't get into it.
And Janine is the greatest. So that wraps it up. Until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.